Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. And tonight, I am Chief Langwin. And tonight, we'll be talking about the Negro, slavery, and the colored. And tonight is very important. Because there's too many things in American history that goes unaccounted for. And tonight, we're going to deal with some of those issues. Slavery and the color is very important. But before I begin, I want to give a small tribute to Miss Sheila Allen, who was one of our founding fathers, or mothers, that is. She passed away this week. She is a very good researcher. We covered a lot of grounds, a lot of cemeteries. So tonight's show is dedicated to her. So now, let's go into colonial history, and let's deal with the Negro. And there are so many facets of the American Negro. As a historian, I try to continue to evolve and deal with the truth. Too many times, history has been omitted and suppressed. And for the so-called African Americans, in order to find where you come from, you must have a thorough understanding of history, according to place and time. The worst thing in history you can do is try to strike Negro, the word Negro, from historical records. If you do that, you will never find who your ancestors were and who you are. If you're going to deal with anything from 1960 on back, you're going to have to deal with the Negro and the colored. I don't care how that word might be offensive to some people, that is the history of it. These are the things you must understand clearly. So when we deal with the Negro, we deal with the African Negro, the Asiatic Negro, the East Indian Negro, the Pacific Island Negro, the Chinese Asian Negro, the American Indian Negro. There are Negroes all over the world. There are certain ethnic groups of Africans that are not classed as being Negro. So you got to understand the difference between Negro and the difference between Negrito and the difference between Negroid. Negro for a long time only meant slave. You got to understand this. They're talking a slave. A human resource has nothing to do with color, none whatsoever. Excuse me. Nothing to do with color. So you got to understand these things. But what you really need to understand is the American slave trade, the transatlantic slave trade, the East India slave trade, and what's going on in Africa. Very little is talked about the multitude and the hundreds of thousands of East Indian slaves in this country. That is very important. Because that takes you to a better understanding. So sometimes folklore will lead you in the wrong direction. Your ancestors may not have been Cherokee, even though you say, your grandmama says she was Indian, Blackfoot. She could have been East Indian. For the most part, that is exactly what it is. East India Indian. Very important. You have to understand who were the Black Portuguese. Who are the Black Portuguese? East Indians that were seamen or sailors hired by the British as indentured servants on ships. Those are your Black Portuguese. So you better understand, black is nothing but a color. But anybody that had any inkling or any close to slavery or indentured servitude, you're going to deal with black. You're talking a caste system. You're talking a class system. You're talking a social construct. These things you must understand. There comes a time that genealogy becomes a science. Whether it's social science or it's political science, when you dig back into colonial America history, you're going to deal with both. You're going to deal with the social constructs and you're going to deal with the political constructs. And both of these deals with law and it gets political. it is not difficult for you to find any ancestor, ethnic identity. But you're going to have to take the time, and you're going to have to study. These social media memes ain't going to do nothing but get you in trouble. Someone this week copied a picture off my tribal website. Name the people, Yuchi from South Carolina. Many of those people on that picture never been to South Carolina a day in their life. They're from Florida. They're Black Seminoles, African ancestry. People know who they are, and you have other people trying to invent and make someone who knows who they are. Excuse me. Something else. I take issue with that, especially when you grab it off of my website. Some of these people are dangerous. So they're stupid. Got to be very careful with that. Negroes in America want to be everything except African. But at the same time, they'll tell you Africans came here before Columbus. Well, make the hell, make up your mind what you want to be. Well, no slave ships came here. No Africans came here. How the hell the white folks got here? Took a different route. Took a different boat. Be careful. Listening to dreadlocks who don't have an inkling of what they're talking about. These things are crucial. And very important, the so-called African-American race as a whole is already lost and confused. So why bring any more confusions in the mix? I'm here to try to straighten it out. Some of you come to my genealogy classes and get mad. What are you getting mad for? Because I do your research and you don't come up Cherokee? You don't come up Choctaw? Hell, you can't make something is that it ain't. These things are very important. Most of this, the majority of this, the root falls to the Caucasian, whether he want to deal with it or not. Your ancestors created this mess. You should have left people alone. You should have left them alone here in America. Should have left them alone here in Africa. Should have left them alone in Asia, India, China, the Pacific Island, wherever you got them from. They ain't asked you to come pick them up. Now the day you want to say people go home, hell, take your monkey ass home. These things. Very important. Very. And when you dig and study the history, you will find more Europeans in the hull of those ships that they don't even talk about. Go read the archives of the Mayflower and see how many Europeans chained down in the hull. They don't talk about it. Europeans are quick to sweep stuff under the rug, hide it in a closet, omit, delete, disregard. All of that you do has come back today to haunt you. So just suck it up. I don't make the news, I just report it. Many Europeans who cannot go past 1850 is two things that have happened to their ancestors. One, they're not in this country. Or two, they were slaves. whether they were a bonded servant, which is nothing but a slave, but they said, oh, my ancestors were indentured. Let me tell you something. A dungeon servant can be bought and sold, whipped and jailed. So what is the difference? Both in jail, except you feel a little better because you outside on the chain gang with some balls around your neck or your ankle, and everybody else is pinned up inside the cell. These are the things you must understand. It's not difficult. It's not hard. Learning who you are, you have to take a humble approach. Not only do you have to be humble, you have to be open-minded. See, it doesn't matter what your ancestry is when it comes to the point of you getting here. Because whether you like them or not, took the elements of them, whether it was through love or rape, that event got you and I here. So you cannot talk about them. You can despise them. You cannot like them. You may not have no skin color trait of them, none whatsoever. But there's one thing for certain that you and I have to deal with, and that is their blood flows through you and I veins, whether you like it or not. So we can't get over that. So let's deal with the Negro. Who is the American Negro? Then let's deal with the Negress. Because if you don't understand history, Negro, for several hundred years, only talked about a male. Negress talked about the female. So if you don't know how to navigate, you're going to miss some maternal ancestry because you're thinking she's Negro, and at this time in America, she's recorded as Negress. So what are you going to do? How are you going to navigate around this? See, this is why studying and analyzing history from a genealogical perspective is very, very important. See, you have to break this down to a science. And some people, I don't want to listen to nothing you got to say. Well, damn it, get off the call. Don't listen. But I tell you what, everything that I teach has been validated. Because I don't write the books. I just point it out to you where you need to go. These things are crucial, and they are very, very important. So you never want to forget them. You're not taking this journey alone. Each time you sit down and research or read anything regarding genealogy and ancestry, you activate your ancestors that are in you. There's one or two always there crying out, hope that your consciousness will connect with them. We can't get around that. You'll be walking through a cemetery or stumble upon a spot where one of your ancestors used to live, and if you ain't careful, the hair on the back of your neck will stand up, you'll get a chill. Or for some reason, you'll just get nervous and just go to crying, and you don't know why. Because now you're on that sacred sod's ground. You'll be sitting in your house sometime and just tear up and don't know why. Because you're thinking about your people. Because they got something to tell you. See, America want the Negroes to just forget slavery, forget the rape, forget the hanging, forget the shooting and the cutting. We ain't gonna go there with that. Man, you wonder why so many young women today are attracted to so many different men and have babies from four or five different fathers. You know where the root of that come from? I'm going to tell you where it come from. Come from slave breeding. Come from turning black women, African women, Indian women, Asian women into whores that they call wrenches. Laying out in the stall for hundreds of years, producing babies from different men. You don't think for 1 minute that don't resonate down the generational line, you better think again. See, they're no longer in the stalls. They're in the projects. You got to understand this. You got to understand why so many black men don't have the responsibility or wanting to be with one woman. Why is it two or three? You better go check slavery. Were you turning him into a buck? You snatching his kids from him? You raping his woman in front of him? You making him screw other women while he's married to his wife? You destroying the family structure. The Europeans have done this for 300 years in this country. So you mean to tell me, coming out of slavery, that these Negroes didn't get any psychiatric treatment? Everything is just fine and hunky-dory today. I'm telling y'all who on this call, you better think. That's where it comes from. You better learn to go to the root of things. You study genealogy, you're going to find out the root of things. Genealogy can be a blessing because you come across things you didn't know, things you didn't want to deal with about yourself and your people. No therapy, no counseling, no nothing. 300-400 years of being raped. 300-400 years of being a slave. 300-400 years of no responsibility. And now the children and the grandchildren of them. You just got to just figure it out along the way. See? These things are very important. So it's up to you and I to hold them accountable. And how do I hold the European accountable? I study the history and study it well. And when he gets out of line, I remind him If I were you, I wouldn't go there with that. And this is what your ancestors done. See? And you wonder why all of the problems, all of the sicknesses, all of the mental illnesses that are being birthed through your children exist today. All you have to do is go back in time and study the history of who you and I are. These things are crucial, and these things are very, very important. Some of you got four or five different ethnic groups inside of you. Now, when we break color down from American legal perspective, because they wrote the law and they invented this, so I'm going to tell you this. According to the agriculture census of 1940, white has nothing to do with color, none whatsoever. Has nothing to do with a mulatto or the European and African kind. No. Color has to do with a mixture of every other race here in America that is non-white. So, if you look on the census and you have ancestors that are colored and you haven't researched the area that your ancestors came up in, you could be mixed with Chinese. You could be mixed with Native American. You could be mixed with East Indian. You could be mixed with Pacific Islander. Everything except non-white. You could be an East African mixed with a North African. They don't look alike. These are things you have to be concerned about when it comes to the word color. Because it had nothing to do with white. Not according to them. So many of you, passion or a taste for Asian music, Asian dance, Japanese flutes, Chinese flutes, Fulani flutes. Asian music, this does something to you. East Indian music does something to you, but you don't know why you like it. But when you get exposed to it, the rhythm of those beats does something to your body, because that is your ancestry inside of you waking up to that which they are. If the music moves you, it's of you. These are things you got to understand. See, there's clues all around us. What you guys and girls have to do is start paying attention to what resonates with you, what resonates around you. It's not difficult. It's never difficult. Pay attention. Well, I don't know what my great-great-great-granddaddy or grandmama looked like. Look in the mirror at yourself. I tell you what you do. You get up 4 or 5:30 in the morning. Don't put no water on your face. Make your way to the mirror in the dark. Carefully hit the light switch. I guarantee you, you will see your face transform into four, five, or six different people in a matter of seconds. Don't take my word for it. Try it. Try it. Before you get up in the morning to go take your early morning pee, I'm going to talk real to you. You tell me about it. Try it. Man, I just saw somebody I didn't recognize. What's going on? Look at yourself closely in the mirror. Tell me what you see. Transformations. Changes. You know the difference between transformation and change? Transformation is where you don't see any residue of the past. That's transformation. Means you have transformed from that. You are no longer that. Let's deal with change. A change leaves a residue of something because it hasn't been transformed. That's why in the House of Ancestry, we take you through a transformation. There's no residue at all. These things are forever important in your life. Some of you don't know who and what the heaven or hell you are. You are afraid of DNA tests and DNA testing. But I'm going to tell you this. You better know how to apply it to certain principles. Because these are no more than puzzles of a picture of your life, of who you are. You can't change that. This is why genealogy is so important. Do you know how many people go misdiagnosed? That's why when you go to the doctor, they ask you, what's your ancestry? There's a reason. Europeans, Africans, and Indians can't take the same medication or some things. You just can't. You find any white folks with sickle cell, you know they got African ancestors. You find any black folks with osteoporosis, you know they come from Europe. You got some white ancestors. But pay attention to these things. Some of you can't drink milk. Genetically, you can't. You're not supposed to. Your ancestors didn't drink it. So why are you going to drink it? So you wonder why you're getting sick? There comes a time when you need to sit down and analyze your diet. Go back and think what your grandparents ate and what their parents ate and their parents. Nobody was running around here in the 50s with all these damn diseases. None, because it didn't exist. Because you had a different diet. I'm trying to get you to thinking. Many of you don't want to think. You gotta think. Every so-called African American needs to think if they're living in America. Because you've been playing with a fixed deck for the past 400 years. So some things now you're going to have to do for self. And once you get on the right road of studying your ancestry, your whole life will evolve and change. You'll never be the same. You may not notice, but others will notice in you. That's how you know when you've been transformed. These things are important. Never any research without knowing what the law is first. Well, Chief, I ain't never seen Negress on the census because you have not looked for it. Start looking for it. See how many of your ancestors pop up Negress in the census? Because she can't be a Negro. But she's a woman, so she's a Negress. I'm trying to tell y'all something. Especially if you live in South Carolina, North Carolina, Virginia. You about to open a can of whip ass. On 10 or 15 generations you didn't even know exist. Just by now looking for the Negress. Do you know during slavery time in those stalls how many women the European turned into lesbians? Because they didn't bore children in the time that they wanted to. So they separated them. Made women lick on women. Then sold them off. As they had some type of deformity. I know it's getting to you. You should read these archives. You would be astounded at what's in them. You know how many men they made homosexuals? Raping them in front of their wife and children? In the barn, but then call the whole population of the farm, of the plantation. Come see this. And here's a man being raped in front of his wife and his children by the good old strong massa. White men been engaging into this. Oh, that's where the phrase comes. He took his manhood. That's where it come from. If he fought back, he died. Some took death and left wife and children behind. But those that fought back and got killed They turned around and killed their children, especially if they had sons. Afraid of their revenge. Revenge. I am telling y'all what is written in these archives. Ain't nothing the European can say to me. Period about history. I ain't having it. I know the history. I know your behavior. I know what you are capable of doing. Because history shows you have done it. Things are very, very important. So now, as we deal deeper into the census and into the accounts, there are many, many different things now for you to take a look at. Let me tell y'all something about branding. You have a whole lot of college fraternities today. You got the Megas, you got the Kappas, especially the Omegas. Get the brands on their arm. Let me tell you something. During slavery, after the master sodomized his buck, he branded him on his right arm. Hello. See, a lot of these Greek fraternities don't even know what the hell they're about. Vincent, but you go back and look at the source of things, it tells an entirely different story. So these men will walk around with these brands on their arms and their shoulders that represented that they had been sodomized and their manhood taken away. So when they saw that big old brand on the right shoulder, they know what time it was. He was no longer a pure buck. He was broken in. And then they wonder why all of these problems come about. And some of these kids being born today, and some of these young adults, and some of these adults get so confused, they don't know if they're a man or woman. I was born, many of them always had these thoughts. I quite naturally, it came down through slavery, passed through the seed of man and woman, and filtered to the next generation, even up until today. That's not just with homosexuality. That's with everything, even the diet that you have today. So these are things you really have to think about. I know I'm hammering away tonight. I'm hammering away tonight because I need to hammer away. You know why some people are bipolar? All these different personalities. Where do you think these personalities come from? Guarantee you one of those personalities probably one of your ancestors. This is what happens when you don't treat certain things. And the spirit of that individual continues to live and pass down through generation until it comes upon someone whose spirit of mine is not as strong are dominant. Therefore, now this other consciousness takes over. That's why when folks ain't dead, they're not done. And you can sit here and ignore me all you want, but I am telling you a fact. This is why little babies, 2, 3 years, 4, sometime up to 5, know things your grandparents wonder, how you know that? Because that child has a fresh consciousness of one of those ancestors. Things are important. So tonight, we dealt with a few things. You cannot omit any psychological problem. Because I guarantee you, it ties back to slavery. Well, gee, how is that? And that's been 400 years. I tell you what, 1920, that's yesterday. Everybody else gets some form of treatment. We got nothing. Fend for yourself. A lot of trials and tribulations we inherited don't belong to us. We inherit that through the generation. A lot of your illnesses, you inherit it. You don't want it. These things are very important. So now for the next 10, 15 minutes, I'm open the floor for some genealogical questions. And if you have any, the floor is open. 404-404-667.
Hello?
Have anything? Hey?
I don't know. I was kind of curious about what you mentioned at the beginning about the difference between Negro and Negroid. Like, what is the actual difference?
Negro.
Hello?
Created as a human resource product. Negroid has to do with ethnic and skull features. Negro does not. I can assure you, they had European Negroes who were slaves. Blonde hair, blue eyes, was still a Negro because he or she were slaves. That is the difference between those two. Now, when you deal with Negrilla and Negrito, now you're talking ethnic groups. But later in time, around the late 1700s, Negro at that time now begin to take on a racial perspective. So that's it. I can send you that research documentation if you want it.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
That's why in the Philippines and the Pacific Islands, They call those people Negritos because they're shorter in stature and their hair is a little different. But they don't call North Africans Negroes. They don't call Ethiopian Negroes. They don't call East African Negroes. But they call West African Negroes. All due to slavery. That's why they call those areas of West Africa Negro land, the slave coast. So for about 300 years, Negro had nothing to do with a facial feature. It had to do with a human resource called a slave. Don't you know the word factory come from slavery? You know, shipping ports that the Navy used, ports, come from slave ports. Those things didn't exist until those times. Navies are deeply rooted in slavery. Seaport, slave port. Those ships docked at slave ports. That's where they only function in life. There you have it. Thanks to the Portuguese. Now, I'll share something else from you, for you. You got, in Africa, you got a country called Guinea. A Guinea. In the South Pacific. You got a place called Papua New Guinea. Same people which they named Papua New Guinea after Guinea in Africa because they found the same people that look alike. That's why they called it New Guinea. They're the same people. I don't make news. I just report it. Any other question, Britt?
No, that's it.
Okay. Three, three, six. Jerry, you have anything?
Chief, only thing I didn't have really a question. Well, it is a question too. he was talking about how the men had been raped in front of the women and all this. I read a book also where it talked about where if the men were small in stature, that if they did not produce the stock that they wanted in order to sell top-notch slaves, a lot of those men also were castrated. Is that not true?
That is the truth.
I just wanted to make sure that we are aware of that as well, because that did take place. My
you
question probably...
Absolutely.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Yeah, my question would be, we know that some of the people that were brought here through slavery, some of them were the pygmy people. Would that, no doubt, that would have been some of those people that would have probably been done that way.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because they weren't
correct.
All used for the same reason.
Nope. They used pygmies to climb apple trees and to pick fruit.
Okay.
They couldn't get monkeys, so they got little pygmies. And they used these pygmies to climb trees.
Right.
Pick apple, pick oranges.
Mm-hmm.
That was their soul.
Right.
And they picked a lot of the pygmies because they were smaller in stature and it was easier for them to control them. They didn't go invade those big African tribes where those folks, the average height was 6 foot.
Right.
From 6 to 7 foot. They didn't mess with them.
Right.
You go back and look at any paintings of slavery and slave ships, and look, they always show you a bunch of pictures of some young boys or some short-looking people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That is exactly what it was.
Right. I just want to make sure that was iterated too, because they were done that way. And when you talked about the psychological issues, I can see that. Some people call them, which we refer to the same thing, generational curses.
Exactly.
Being faced with, you're struggling to survive. If we just would take time, we would be much more humble and understanding about some of the stuff that has gone on. And no one's condoning it, but I'm just talking about understanding it, to know where things come from, why we do, why people have done what they've done, and how it's crept into many of our different African societies. If we just stop and look, we've never had no, like you said, there was never no treatment for that. Never was done. Now, you think out of all the years you have to carry that, and then you got Mammy who sits in the house says, we don't need to talk about that. I ain't talking about that. I mean, if you just can run that through your mind when you start doing the history and the research, you'll begin to see something different that you've never seen before. These people were under a lot of mental stress. They did not want to go back to the past. They did not want to talk about it. They didn't want to relive it. And not only some of what they relived, it's some of what they saw, some of what they knew. So it's important that we hopefully have a better understanding to that. And I want to add one more quick thing. When you was talking and you was telling the young lady, I didn't catch her name, about finding people. When you start research, you also find some of them same people in some of the same areas that will be called something else. But they'll be the same people, like you said. Got to always look at the geographical cut-up of everything that's been done. Look at those things. And you'll find some of them stayed where they were. They never left. That's why you got to go to the old maps and do your old research. I'm done. I'll keep going. My wife said she has a question, Chief.
Okay.
Good evening. Got a question. You always talking about the pygmies men. Okay, what about the women? Did they ever bring any of the women from that tribe into the United States? And if so, what would they have been used for?
Virginia has a record of them. You might want to hear this, but I'll send you the facts.
Okay.
They used them in the bottom of the plantation house where the master and his wife used to go squat and poop.
Oh.
They had the little pygmy women under the house. I don't want to call it a dungeon. Their job was to wipe the butt and throw out the slop.
Okay. Okay. All right. Thank you, Chief.
If you go to Red Cliff Plantation, and Red Cliff Plantation is in Silver Bluff, South Carolina. When you go there, it tells you about the little people from Africa. And they use these pygmy people, especially women, as toilets. Their job was to wipe their butt. And to empty the white pants. Excuse my language. They called them shit wipers.
Oh.
If you heard, there is a movie that Eddie Murphy had called Coming to America. And in one of the scenes, they were going to the bathroom, and the king says, "Wipers." That's what they use those people for. And you go to Red Cliff Plantation, it's strictly there in the archives, in the logs, to tell you. And the tour guide would take you down there, and she said, "Please don't get offended, but this is where they used to hold the little women."
Wow.
Yeah. Show where they slept. That was their job. For hundreds of years, they clean white folks' butt.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Anybody else have anything? Anything else, Britt?
No, nothing else.
Okay. Well, all that I have mentioned tonight, you can find on our House of Ancestry website. But I strongly recommend you research Red Cliff Plantation in Silver Bluff, South Carolina. You can Google it. It's online. And go read some of those papers. And they will tell you about the slaves that they had that was butt wipers. So on that note, we'll make it short tonight. But we'll be back next week with some more knowledge of why I'm home on vacation. Maybe we'll go over some more techniques, or research techniques. Each time you stumble across a new terminology, you need to study that terminology. Because you're going to have to start learning how to track slaves by occupation. That's going to open a whole new can of worms for you. Because that's where you will find your ancestor listed under those occupations. So you have to go back now and think what type of skills your people had. And if you don't know, if you have a brother, a sister, uncle, aunt, cousin, they're very good at something, and nobody never taught them about that, I guarantee you, they inherited that from my ancestors. They're good at it. Don't know why they're good at it. Another key things you need to look at. But many of your grandparents would use terms around the house, like, "Where's my whatnot?" or "Give me that thingamajig." You need to think about what those terms really mean and where they came from. Seriously. And on that note, I will leave you with the whatnot and the thingamajig, because next Thursday night, we're going to get into the whatnot and the thingamajig, and we're going to find some ancestors from studying the whatnot and the thingamajig. So on that note, good night, everybody. Have a good one.